federal judge in Philadelphia has thrown out a death sentence imposed nearly 20 years ago. Mumia Abu-Jamal was convicted and sentenced to death in 1982 for shooting police officer Daniel Faulkner. Yesterday, a federal court judge denied Abu-Jamal's request for a new trial, but ordered a new sentencing hearing. The decision has outraged both prosecutors and Abu-Jamal's supporters. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
20 years ago, in December of 1981, Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner pulled over a car driven by Mumia Abu-Jamal's brother. Prosecutors say Abu-Jamal happened to be driving a cab in the neighborhood, saw Faulkner scuffling with his brother, and ran to the scene. When other police arrived on the scene, they found Abu-Jamal wounded by a bullet from Faulkner's gun, and Faulkner, who had been shot several times, was dead. A gun registered to Abu-Jamal was found on the scene with 5 spent shell casings. The jury that heard the case found Abu-Jamal guilty and gave him the death penalty. Abu-Jamal said he was shot as he ran to the scene and was beaten by the police, and he's filed numerous appeals. Twice, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has denied those appeals, and 2 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review the case. Earlier this year, Abu-Jamal went back to federal court with a new set of lawyers and what he said was new evidence. And yesterday, U.S. District Judge William Yon handed down a decision that once again has stirred passions in the 20-year-old case. Richard Costello is the president of the Philadelphia chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police.
It sends a very dangerous message that the cold-blooded murder of a police officer is considered somewhat blasé in some circles of the federal court. This decision is an outrage, and have it come within 1 week of the 20th anniversary of the cold-blooded murder of Officer Faulkner is outrageous.
Judge Yon denied Abu-Jamal's request for a new trial, but surprised prosecutors and Faulkner's former police colleagues by ordering a new sentencing hearing. The judge said in the death penalty phase of the 1982 trial, the jury believed it shouldn't consider any mitigating circumstances surrounding the murder. For that reason, he said, the state of Pennsylvania should rehear the trial's penalty phase. Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham said she was disappointed in that part of the ruling, but she said most of the decision upheld the government's case against Abu-Jamal.
I can't emphasize enough that 235 pages of Judge Yon's opinion states that all of the phony claims and all the faddist claims and all the propaganda about the procedures of the trial, his lawyer or anything else, has been totally and completely rejected by the court.
In his decision, Judge Yon gave the state of Pennsylvania 180 days to hold a new sentencing hearing. If that doesn't happen, the judge said, Abu-Jamal would automatically have his death penalty converted to life in prison. But Abu-Jamal's supporters aren't ready to claim a partial victory. Jeff Mackler is national coordinator for the group Mobilization to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal.
And I don't think we're any closer to justice than we've ever been, especially when Judge Yon accepted the fundamental thesis of the prosecution and rejected all the evidence proving Mumia's innocence. In Pennsylvania, life sentence is without bail, which is an extremely harsh sentence for an innocent man, to say the least, and it's our view that Mumia is innocent.
There's one thing about Judge Yon's decision that both prosecutors and Abu-Jamal's supporters agree on. Both parties say they plan to take the ruling directly to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.